And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Metro Touch Reform Radio. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Monday afternoon as we are now officially at the halfway mark of the month of August. And man, let me tell you something. After a heat wave that lasted nearly 3 weeks, I've never been more happier to enjoy some like really cooler weather. And just as the weather has gotten cooler around these parts locally in the greater Boston area, the Red Sox are seemingly beginning to show signs of life. And that is exactly where we are going to start the show today. Call up and call in 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. And as I just mentioned, the Red Sox are just finally beginning to show signs of life. And that's good news. Because I don't even think it's bears even like repeating, but this is a team that, for by and large, for this entire season, has looked absolutely discombobulated at times. I'm pretty sure maddening to watch for Red Sox fans, and a team that looked completely out of sorts. Now, they're coming out of this weekend in which that they take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. And last night's game, in which was a pretty good sign of things to come for this Red Sox team that has seemingly begun to basically turn a page. And that's huge. But the story of last night, as we all know, was really Michael Wacha. First start off the injury list, 7 shutout innings, 9 strikeouts. He was absolutely terrific. He very much looked like the St. Louis Cardinals 2013 version of himself with just how electric his stuff was with his fastball, his breaking pitches, and everything. But bigger picture, what does this mean for the Red Sox moving forward? Well, for starters, they finally won a series against an American League East opponent after not having done so at all this entire season up until this past weekend. But here's the reason why I do believe that this is a small sign but an important sign that this team is beginning to turn things around. And that is because the more you look at what this Red Sox team has done, and this is just not only limited to what they did against the Yankees, it is the fact that for the first time all weekend, it just seemed as if that they are finally beginning to get things figured out in terms of the pitching. Carter Crawford did his part on Friday night against the Yankees. Last night, you talk about, I mentioned Michael Wacha. Michael Wacha was outstanding. And even though in Saturday's loss, in which that, yeah, there are people that were upset with Xander Bogaerts for what he did and whatnot, but if we're going to be completely honest, you have to admit to yourself that you did like what you saw from Carter Crawford. Gave you 6 innings, 2 earned runs he allowed, and 5 strikeouts. So, pitching-wise, you're seeing that the Red Sox are really beginning to turn things around. And that's huge. But I'll also even pose to you this question. Why does it seem like this team, despite that there are signs of them finally turn things around, that now they're beginning to finally figure things out? Let's go back to Chaim Bloom for just a second. Because Chaim Bloom went out and acquired Tommy Pham to play center field and Eric Hosmer to play first base. Those were two glaring holes that the Red Sox had going into the season. I mean, you traded away Hunter Renfroe during the offseason last year, and you never replaced his offense. So what you had in the outfield prior to the trade was only going to unravel. It was only going to create even more problems for this team moving forward. And it did for a long stretch of the season. But as far as the Yankees are concerned, we all know now that this is a team that's in trouble. They are absolutely in trouble. Right now, they are a team that looks lost. They look like a team that has lost a lot of confidence, if not all of its confidence. And this looks like a team that, for whatever reason, they seem to can't get out of their own way. But as far as the Red Sox are concerned, what else is there not to like? What you saw from this weekend? I mentioned the starting pitching. It seemingly have turned things around. And what more can you possibly ask for? I also mentioned that if you are the Red Sox, for example, that big hit that Tommy Pham got to win the game in the bottom of the 10th inning on Friday night, you know how important that hit was. You know how important it was in terms of inspiring confidence into the psyche of this team that going into this series had not won a series against the Yankees at all this season. Their last series, they split the 4-game set. But even with all of those factors, those little variables that I just mentioned, it just seems to me that when the Red Sox are beginning to finally figure things out, that this is a moment that I do think that Red Sox fans are going to look back if the Red Sox are able to make a run in a final month and a half of the season and say, hey, that was our turning point there. That August series in mid-August, 3-game set, winning 2 out of 3 was huge. But as far as where things will go from here, that's anybody's guess. That's your guess or my guess. But frankly, they have a mountain to climb. And they're going to have to climb that mountain one step at a time. And they started that this past weekend. But what else is there that we should also take into consideration if you're the Boston Red Sox? Let's start with this one in particular. I think it's fair to say that Eric Hosmer has been an important add to this Boston Red Sox team and lineup. And of course, including the clubhouse as well. But he's been huge. Because Eric Hosmer, prior to his arrival with the Red Sox, this was someone that for years, even when he was in San Diego, I tried to understand, why do I get the feeling that this is a different player in San Diego versus the one that we had saw in Kansas City on those back-to-back World Series teams for the Kansas City Royals? But now, you got a guy who is a left-handed bat, who could play solid first base, you know about his defense, who could provide in more ways than one in terms of being able to be a valuable asset and not a liability for this team. You got it all here. You got it all. But as far as Tommy Pham, he was available all season long. And then, by the way, he was signed for $6 million. $6 million was his salary with the Cincinnati Reds. And you mean to tell me that Chaim Bloom could not find a way to get that money together and pay the man? Or at least make a trade for him, given that he didn't cost much? This is part of the reason why, and I hate to go negative on you folks, but this is part of the reason why. And I say to Chaim Bloom, Chaim Bloom, you are an absolute effing moron. You are an absolute moron, and here's why. You don't need the superstar to win a championship. That's been proven over and over and over again. But you showed absolutely no concern, no regard, and no initiative to address glaring weaknesses on your roster. You go out and you make the moves at the trade deadline because, let's be honest, you were probably pressured by the front office or by ownership group to do something. And you did. Is it too little, too late? I'm not willing to go there yet. I know I've said it in the past that I think this team is done. But maybe, just maybe, this team is starting to figure this out and turn around. Just maybe. They do have a series coming up against the Pirates. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens moving forward as it pertains to the Boston Red Sox. Because the Red Sox, right now, I firmly believe that this is a team that if they get their ducks lined up in the pond, they could absolutely make a run here. They could. But here's the core of my take in regards to the Red Sox weekend against the Yankees. It was a terrific weekend all the way around. No questions asked. My takeaway is, why did it take them so long? Why? I think that in itself is a very fair question to ask. And it's a fair question that you should be asking now as to why did it take this team so long to finally get it together? And that it's seemingly as if that the moves that that has been made at the trade deadline, acquiring Tommy Pham as well as Eric Hosmer, are now beginning to pay off. And I am one of those that are saying that's good, that's a good job on Chaim Bloom's part. But dude, I really believe these next 7 weeks are going to be extremely critical to the direction that the Red Sox go this offseason and for what the Red Sox may or may not do regarding Chaim Bloom. Because I've said this before in the past, is that you cannot afford to have a general manager operate as if that he is in a, like he's in some sort of like a box, if you will. It just won't thrive. There's no way. It's amazing how when you begin to just think about everything, big picture, you think about where this team is headed and where this team is currently now. Why now did you finally begin to figure things out? Is it because the players have finally begun to buy in? I think that could be part of it too. Because if you know, you know. If you know for the fact that the Red Sox or a team going into the weekend saying that, hey, we need to make a statement. It's not even just so much as the rivalry, but as a team that if we're going to make some sort of a run for the postseason, it's got to start now. They knew it, and they recognized the moment, and they seized it. But the front office, this is one reason why I am absolutely holding the fire to Chaim Bloom. And John Henry. John Henry is not getting off scot-easy here. I give Chaim Bloom credit for the moves he made at the trade deadline. I really do. But man, could it have been avoided? Yes. And that's exactly where my issue lies. This whole thing could have been avoided if you went out and made the moves during spring training. I'm very much well aware of the fact of... I'm very much aware of the fact that if you are the Red Sox moving forward, you got some critical decisions that you have to make. You got to make those decisions, and you got to make the right ones, because the one Fox move could end up blowing up at least the next 10 years, you know, till like before you really can just like take off and as well as be able to fully thrive in a way that you are accustomed to, that, and that is in terms of winning championships. The phone number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, is the number to call into the program as we are locked and loaded here for the next couple of hours. And that is until 7 o'clock. I am excited to be here with you. Well, I mean, I am a little bit tired, but nonetheless, I am good otherwise. I'm still here as I'm trying to get this music queued up, but it looks like for some reason this internet here doesn't want to cooperate. But that's nonetheless not really as important. All right, here we go. Coming up next, there's one particular topic that is really beginning to really irritate me heavily. And I want to share with you exactly why we have to break out of this one particularly bad habit that we as human beings have adopted. We've got to do a lot better job with that. I'll tell you exactly what that is coming up next, right here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Reform Radio.
MFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen. Being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Thank you.
getting started.
Oh, I love you, Ken.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in the program is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. Now, this particular topic that I came across as I was preparing for the show this afternoon was something that I know I had talked about before on this show, but I think it really bears repeating and really emphatically, because it just seems to me that people are really still hung up by the idea of Kevin Durant playing elsewhere outside of Brooklyn. And it drives me absolutely nuts. It drives me nuts because, for one, I wonder if, in fact, if Kevin Durant is in fact going to be able to get traded elsewhere. Because I don't see how, like, with everything that is, like, lined up in terms of roadblocks and so forth, I don't see how, whatever, in whatever way, fashion or statement or whatever, I don't see how this trade gets pulled off. And one team in particular who I really believe should stay the hell away from is the Boston Celtics. Please stay away from Kevin Durant. I'm serious. Pretty please. Why is that? Because, one, that guy is as big of a flight risk as there is in the NBA. And obviously, yes, I'm fully aware of Ben Simmons, etc. I fully am. But in all seriousness, you want to trade away half of your tandem for someone that in a couple of years might say, you know what, I don't like it. I want out. I want out of here. I want out of this place. And I think that is something that I don't think that you should want. Which is why I said this earlier time and time again, that you got to be careful what you wish for. Be very, very careful for what you wish for. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, just when you think you didn't have a good before, someone basically mistreats you, you're going to wish to have that old thing back again. That's exactly how I view Kevin Durant playing for the Celtics. You're going to end up regretting trading away or giving up Jaylen Brown if that ends up becomes the case. Absolutely. And the other part of it is this. Kevin Durant, I look at and I say, is this an easy guy to deal with and to build around in the NBA based on his track record? No. Like, absolutely not. So that is one reason why I do think that the Boston Celtics absolutely should stay away from Kevin Durant. Flight risk, talent may be there. He may be better than Jaylen Brown right now, but Jaylen Brown is a guy who clearly has taken that next step in his growth as an NBA player last May. So all of that being said, I just do think that you had to be very careful when approaching big deals like this. Because big deals like this are not something in which that if you're not thinking about it thoroughly, if you're not thinking about it carefully, this is something that can come back and bite you and haunt you for the long term. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. And I gotta admit, like, something definitely does not feel right. Like, I don't know why I feel this way, but this is not good. This is unbelievable. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm making a decision to abruptly end the show, as I'm physically not right. I don't know what happened between the time that that I got on the air and now, but I have not felt right throughout this entire show physically, like, at all. So I'm going to abruptly end the show and put it on automation. And I'm currently looking at the schedule for tomorrow. I am going to be on the air tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3. 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern time. I will be back on the radio. Or better yet, better as a matter of fact, I do have a call at 1:30 tomorrow. From 2 to 4. 2 to 4 p.m. is when I'll be back on. I'm going to abruptly end the show. I'm physically just not right. Maybe I just need to go home and just get some rest and hope to feel much better. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. Again, it's the Shukri Wright signing off abruptly. This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Hey, we're Stormstress,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford,
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Prosperity, who uses a machine. Thank you. Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
We're rolling take A, we're two, rolling take over five. Double tap.
Black in the perfect peace. can't shoot what she sees. Her mama was a dancer, and that's all that she knew. 'Cause when you live in the desert, it's what pretty girls do. I'm throwing caution, what's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town, I just might be the one who finally burns it down. I'm throwing caution, I'm throwing caution. White trash, straight out of the news. Doesn't like birthdays, they remind her of why. She can go straight from zero to the 4th of July. I'm throwing caution, what's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are coming over me. If I don't get out of this, I just might be the one who finally burns it down.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
Oh, see about me.
See about you, baby.
Oh, see about me.
When you play these games that I can't see, then you call my name late at night. I can't breathe. So then you gone.